In Praise of England. From tangled brake and trellised bower, bring every bud that blows, but never will you find the flower to match an English rose. It blooms with more than city grace, though rustic and apart. It has a smile upon its face and a dewdrop in its heart. Though wide the goodly world around your fancy may have strayed, where was the woman ever found to match an English maid? At work she smiles, through play she sings, she doubts not nor denies, she'll cling to you as woodbine clings and love you till she dies. If you would put it to the proof, then round the zodiac roam, and never will you find the roof to match an English home. To hear the sound of children's feet still pattering on the stair, 'tis made by loving labour sweet and sanctified by prayer. Go traverse tracts sublime or sweet, snow-peak or scorched ravine, but where will you the landscape meet to match an English scene? The hamlet hallowed by its spire, the wildwood fresh with flowers, garden and croft and thorpe and byre gleaming through silvery showers. Across the wave, along the wind, flutter and plough your way, but where will you a sceptre find to match the English sway? Its conscience holds the world in awe, with blessing or with ban. Its freedom guards the reign of law and majesty of man. By the fates. By the fates that have fastened our life, by the distance that holds us apart, by our passion, its sweetness, its strife, by the longing and ache of the heart, by our meeting, our parting, our pain when meeting and parting are o'er, take me hence to where once I have lain, ere I die of despair and disdain, I implore. 'Tis in vain that you bid me be calm. Can we bridle our pulses at will? Is fasting for hunger a balm? Can emptiness emptiness fill? Shall I wait till I shrivel with fire, till I perish of parching and thirst? Shall I make of my passion a pyre, and martyred by drought and desire, die accursed? I appeal to the hills which beheld the dawning, the day of our love, to the moon when our bosoms first swelled with its birth that watched fondly above, to the city surpassingly fair, to the revel, the rapture divine that flooded the earth and the air when our mutinous secret lay bare. Am I thine? Will you leave me to faint and to fall, plunge me back to the slough of despond? Shall I be to earth's darkness a thrall when I see a whole heaven beyond? Shall you, who might waken my shell, consign it to silence and shame, and just as the note skin to swell, with your hands smite the chords and dispel all its fame? Be this at your bidding our doom, together then break we our chains. There is hope, there is rest in the tomb, when in life naught but anguish remains. If love be but one torment more, O come then the gulf or the glaive, let us live our delirium once o'er, just once, then the comfort explore of the grave.